listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for choosing to tune into this very strange and special Hamiltopia Christmas edition. Over the course of the next hour, we will be taking a holiday-themed musical journey together in the only way we know how, oddly. So sit back, relax, and please stay tuned to 101.5 The Hawk FM in Hamilton so that you can enjoy the fruits of our labia. Here is Hamiltopia, a miracle on 33rd frequency, the extraordinary and welcomed event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore attributed to a divine agency. We're going to start the show off with the miraculous music of the residents. Here is a belated Christmas gift from them, with their track Christmas Morning Veto.
This set goes out to all the freaks who are flying solo this Christmas. You are my heroes.
Trouble. Anyone who whiffed for me, I popped it, don't like bubbles. He bring me to his crib to watch my favorite races. That's how his daughter Millie became one of my favorite faces. She had the curves that make you wanna take chances. I mean, on her man, I love to make advances. I guess the father must have got the same feeling. I mean, actually finding his own daughter Millie appealing. At the time, no one knew, but it was a shame that Millie became a victim of the touchy-touchy game. The problem lately you've been bugging. On your dookie earring someone must be tugging. You were a dancer who could always be found clubbing. Now you're worried now with the frown you're lugging. Come to think your face would stink when deals around you. He's your father, what then happened? Did he ground you? You shouldn't flip on him cause Bill is really cool. Matter of fact, the coolest seller in the school. He hooked up a trip to bring us all the Lacy's. He volunteered to play on Santa Claus and Macy's. Child, you got the best pops anyone could have. Dylan's cool, super hip, you should be glad.
Yeah, it seemed that Santa's ways was parallel with Dylan. But when Millie and him got home, he was more of a villain. While she slept and he crept inside her bedroom. And he would toss her, then would force her to give him head wound. Millie tried real hard to let this hell not happen. But when she fussed, he would just commence to slap.
Yo, Dylan, man, Millie's been out of school for a week, man. What's the deal?
I guess he was giving Millie Bruce's time to heal. Of course he told us she was sick and we believed him. And at the department store in Santa, we would see him. And as he smiled, his own child was at home plotting. I walked the face of Lucifer, she was gonna knock him. When I got home, I found she had tried to call me. Mama, she had kicked to her, hey, how you doing?
Sorry.
I tried to call the honey, but her line was busy. I guess I had to make you bug out on Dilly.
I received a call from Mrs. Sick herself. I asked her how was she recovering her health. She said that what she had to ask would make it seem minute. She wanted to talk serious, I said go ahead, shoot. She claimed I hit the combo dead upon the missile. Wanted to know if I could get a loaded pistol. That ain't a problem, but why would Millie need one? She said she wanted a pop Dylan to heed one. Ran some style about him, pushing on a private. Look, honey, I don't care if you kick five. There's no way that you could prove to me that deal's flipped. He might be the butt, but your jeans he wouldn't rip. You're just mad, he's your overseer at school. No need to play him out like he's someone cruel. She kicked that she would go get it from somewhere else. Yeah, whatever you say, go for yourself.
Macy's department store, the scene for Santa's kisses, and all the little brats demanding all their wishes. Time passes by as I wait for my younger brother. He asks his wish, I waste no time to return him back to mother. As I'm jetting, Millie floats in like a zombie. I ask her what's her problem, all she says is where is he? I give a point, she pulls a pistol, people screaming. She shouts the deal, he's off the hell cause he's a demon. None of the kids could understand what was the cause. All they could see was a girl holding a pistol on claws. Dylan pleaded mercy, said he didn't mean to do all the things that her mom could do nothing but cling to. Millie bucked them and with the quickness it was over. It's over.
So fantastic, paying for plastic with plastic. Don't you feel oh so merry, knowing you'll be broke by January?
This Christmas, it's a business. December 25th is a cruel mistress. Saving up your dough for the biscuits. Gobble up the profits, so delicious. And that's when the sickness hits. Your kids, they don't want to be giftless. You're not rich, but they got a wish list. Don't leave them hanging like crucifixes. It's the law of the land, supply and demand. Behind Santa's claws, the invisible hand. Were you naughty or nice? Did you sacrifice like Christ? Cause paradise is overpriced.
Underneath the mistletoe, you can kiss your cash goodbye.
Last
Christmas, I gave you my art, and the very next day, you didn't press play. So this year, I made a record for you. Holy shit, from a secular Jew. Don, we now are gay apparel. Man, I love these Christmas carols. I'm so grateful, I'm so lucky to rap on a toddler teeper ducky. Something to stream under quarantine. Smoking green laced with hydrochloroquine. I miss my routines, and I miss the spotlight. I miss the adrenaline. Something is not right. So, can I ask that you clap for this crap? Even I wear a mask when I rap. Keep your distance, keep your existence. Trust in your instincts. Merry Christmas.
Progression and lyrics to this Christmas song were written by computers.
More specifically, neural networks.
Isn't 2020 strange?
Merry Christmas! Enjoy!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We love him with his red belly. The all-gracious king. Happy at Christmas time. Then went down to earth. Flesh for sacrifice. Now we sing.
Just about does it for this first part of the program. You are tuned in to the very extra strange and special Hamiltopia Christmas edition, episode number 33. Can you believe it? Oh my god. You're probably wondering what we just heard. Well, this track is by the throat singing Inuit Piksik with What Child Is This? Before that, we played a very brand spanking new, I'm talking was made last night, Sour Pussy track. It's a cover of an AI-created Christmas carol called Rudolph the All-Gracious King. Before that, we heard from Her Majesty Kate Bush with December Will Be Magic Again. Before that, we heard Christmas Business, the Toddla T remix by Chili Gonzalez. Before that, we heard De La Soul with Millie Pulled a Pistol on Santa. Before that, we we heard from our brother Manmade Hill with Pagan Christmas. And to kick off the show, we heard The Residents with Christmas Morning Photo. Thank you so much for tuning in to Hamiltopia. Please don't go anywhere, because I am sure that Randy and Dallas have something wild hiding up their sleeves. Take it away, you freaks.
Merry birthday Christmas to you, Edith. It's your big day. Merry birthday Christmas to Edith. And Merry Christmas to everyone. Calling from Montreal, 2 o'clock. I hope you have a happy day. Hope all goes well. Bye. Well, Merry Christmas, Edith. I gather you're away. I guess you have Al on his voicemail last night. And have a good Christmas. I just called to say hello and happy birthday. You choose a poor day for a birthday. But anyway, what can you do? Bye.
Gear. Are you listening? You could make the perfect linens, a beautiful shirt. I'm so happy it hurts. Tapered is my all-time favorite brand. Other brands don't really care about you, at least not in the way that Tapered does. Tapered cares about your total comfort. From shirts to shorts to socks to hats to gloves, Tampa Gear is always with me. Don't leave the house unless I'm with thee. A beautiful shirt, I'm so happy it hurts. Tampa is my all-time favorite brand. Your life will change if you start wearing Tampa. You'll get promoted and work and find love, all because you just tried on this t-shirt and hat and shorts and socks and shoes and gloves. Tampa Gear, can you hear me? I think your clothes are really nifty. A beautiful shirt, I'm so happy it hurts. Tampa is my all-time favorite brand. I said a beautiful shirt, I'm so happy it hurts. Tampered is my all-time favorite brand.
I don't need jeans for Christmas. I prefer to buy my own jeans. I don't want jeans for Christmas. Please don't get me jeans. There's more to me than my fucking pants. I also love cigarettes and booze and plants. Give me a gift card or a shaving kit. I'm sick and tired of this denim shit. Maybe a Blu-ray or a frying pan. Every year it jeans again and again. Every gift is like a box of pain. All these fucking jeans are making me insane. Fuck you, Santa!
It was taken last week. be okay if on Christmas Day I'll find her under my tree. I don't want any presents. All I want is her. Won't you please answer my prayer? Christmas angel, Christmas angel, Christmas angel, Christmas angel. I miss you.
We hope you're enjoying this holiday edition of Hamiltopia and staying cozy by the warmth of your Dimplex electric wood stove. Playing us out right now is the track Snow Magic by Alan Finch. Before that, we heard Christmas Angel by The Emotions. Before that, we heard Christmas in New York by Dr. Buzzard's Savannah Band. And before that, we heard No More Jeans by Rapscallion, a.k.a. my good pal Glenn McCauley. Before that, we heard Tap Out is My All-Time Favorite Band by Marty Tops, and that comes off his album, A Very Tap Out Christmas. Before that, we heard a track called Harry and Marv that comes off the Super Nintendo version of the Home Alone video game soundtrack. Before that, we heard Carol of the Bells by the one and only Jingle Cats. Before that, we heard a cut off the holiday classic film, A Christmas Story. And that soundtrack was composed by Carl Zitterer. And the track immediately before that one is another holiday classic, also composed by Carl Zitterer. That was Black Christmas. And I watch that movie every year around this time, and it never ever fails to unnerve me. So Black Christmas and A Christmas Story, two Canadian Christmas classics composed by Carl Zitcher and also directed by Bob Clark. So there you have it. And we started it off with a found answering machine tape of someone wishing someone Merry Birthday Christmas. So that's it for my set. Keep glugging that nog, y'all, and stay cozy and stay safe and love each other, and I love you, and we love you, and we love each other, and we love ourselves. So enjoy 20 more minutes of Hamiltopia.
Well, thanks so much for hanging in there with us. You know, this time of year can be pretty lonely, but when we have each other, it ain't so lonely. We're going to keep this special holiday-themed episode of Hamiltopia flowing. Up next, we got a real fun one. This is BJ Snowden with the Merry Christmas Hop.
Hi, everybody! We're going to have a Christmas party tonight! Yeah. And I want everybody to get around and dance, dance, dance! We're going to have a party! 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah! We're going to dance, and we're going to spin.
Do it.
No,
how did it feel so old? 'Cause you walked away the other day. Sometimes I cry when I'm walking all alone. I'm gonna call you on my plastic telephone. You walked away the other day.
It is a fun time every December. It is also a joy month. I like this holiday a lot.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Christmas is a fun time to get gifts. People stay home for the holidays. They spend time with their children. That's what it is all about.
Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
At home. Christmas gives me harmonization. Christmas is Jesus Christ's birthday. That's what it is all about in the mix.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Rock over London, rock out Los Angeles, all state, you're in good hands.
Whew, that was fun. That was the late, great Wesley Willis with Merry Christmas. Before that, we heard Gary Wilson's A Sled Ride Tonight. And as mentioned before, we started off this set with BJ Snowden's very lovely The Merry Christmas Hop. Well, how about we end this episode off with a couple beautiful songs to soothe our ears and soothe our hearts. We're going to hear the Soulful Strings version of The Little Drummer Boy featuring the amazing Dorothy Ashby. But first, here's Low with Just Like Christmas.
Oh,
Well, that's all for Hamiltopia for 2020. Thanks so much for tuning in, allowing us to share some tunes with y'all. Hopefully there were some moments that brought you joy. Sure brought us a lot of joy. We'll see y'all in 2021. Love ya.
The Hawk is on the air at 101.5 FM.